Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. We are going to continue our previous shiur. In the previous shiur, we saw the Tosfos Maseches Ksubis and the Flamed Amud Beis Tosfos Yirmei Maschil Zar, where Tosfos explains why there's no kimle b'derabim minei when it comes to somebody who eats truma b'shogeg. Aye, there should be kimle b'derabim minei because he did it. He was over on a chiyuv misa, because eating truma is a chiyuv misa, and therefore there should be no payment. Why is there nevertheless payment? And the answer is because his tashlumen is a kapara and it's not mammon, and therefore it's not shaykh to say kim lev d'rav mine to patrim from kapara. Frek the heilige beis Yaakov, that later on, the end of this very self same Tosfos, they said that the kapara is tluya b'hafrasha and not b'nesinan. Therefore, we learn in the Mishnah like a sofik kohen who ate truma, he doesn't pay karen b'chomesh because kapara, we are only going to be mechayev him behafrasha misafik, but he doesn't have to give it to the kohen because all this person needs is no mamonis involved. All he has to do is, because he might be a kohen, so prove to me that I'm not a kohen. But all he has to do is the kapara part, because maybe he's not a kohen, and for that, for kapara, all you need is hafrasha. So since all you need is hafrasha, so how can you say there's no kimlev d'ravimine because you need to pay the truma for a kapara? Mapitom, you don't need to actually do the nesina for kapara. All you need to do for kapara is hafrasha, but you don't have to do nesina. So then the question is reinstated: why, if a person eats trumas chometz b'pesach b'shoigeg, why is he mishalim karen b'chomesh? Why does he have to pay? We should pattern from nesina al tkimle d'rav mine, and don't tell me that he needs a kapara, because for kapara fresh is enough. That's the kasha that we raised in the previous shir. We saw this kasha is only shir according to Tosfos, not according to the Rambam. And then we answered that it is a machlokes in the Yerushalmi between Rebbe and Reb Shimon. In the Yerushalmi, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, whether kapara is tliya b'hafrosh. It's weird that Tosfos writer brought it b'pshitus. Because it's a machlokes. In Mosem is kashin at tashlumen, v'nasim truma, Rebbe Sover matnaso mekadosh aso, v'ein hafrosh aso mekadosh aso. Rebbe Lozer Reb Shimon omar, t'hafrosh aso mekadosh aso. So Rebbe Lozer Reb Shimon Tak is the one who holds that the hafrosh is mekadosh, but Rebbe holds that it's not the hafrosh that's mekadosh, but it is the matana. You have to actually give it. So it's totally in the machlokes. So why didn't Tosfos mention that? So we said that if you look there in the Yerushalmi, the Rosh Hashanah is already Mechavi Midas Atzmo, it's first in the Yerushalmi, that Rebbe is Medame. Rebbe says, Ubilvad, B'darvish Uzaka Glitin Lekoin, B'darvish and Uzaka Glitin Lekoin, Af Rebbe Moide. As Rebbe only said that you have to give it to the Kohen, if something you have to give to the Kohen. If something you don't have to give to the Kohen, then if it's Truma, that you're not Chayv B'foa to give to the Kohen, there Rebbe is Moda that the Hafrasha is Mechaper. So in other words, their Machlokis is not whether Kapala is Tliya B'Hafrasha or B'Nesina. The Kulei Alma, Kapara, is Toli B'Chalos Kedushas Truma Ala Peiros. And we explained why that it's very logical. Because the void is that this person was mechal truma by eating it, so he has to now be attacking that by creating new truma, and that's enough. So he just mafresh truma, and that's enough. So the machlokas is between them: when is the kedusha chal? Rebbe Lozer Reb Shimon holds that the afresh is mekadesh, and Rebbe says that in an instance that he has to actually give it to the kohen, then the kedusha is not chal until shas hanesina. And therefore, he holds matnasel shem mekadosh asa, and that's what it says. The Rebbe's mode b'davar shein ozakel glitno, because the Rebbe says that matnasel mekadosh asa, not because the etzim kapara is tali b'nesina, rather because the kedusha is not chal until the nesina. So if mitzad chiyuv tashlum and he wasn't mechayev in nesina, so then the kedusha is going to be chal the etzim afrasha, like according to Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, and it's enough to get kapara, because he created truma. Before it was chul, and now he made new truma to be mechaper, and is eating the truma, which he wasn't allowed to do. So now we can say that Tosfos wasn't just going l'fishitas Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. They were even going l'shitas Rebbe, because in such an instance that we have a Safek Kohen, like a Kahenes, that her Vlad was mixed up with Vlad Shifchasa, so Mishum has Safek, this person is not Chayev Ben Asina, because Hamotzi Mechavero, all of Haraya, and therefore even Rebbe would say, L'kuli Alma, the Hafrash is Mekadesh. That just like if a person eats Trumas Atzmo, then he has to give the Kapara to himself, because there's no Din Nesina, because he didn't take it actually from a coin, that his whole Din and Kapara is just to take Chulin and make it into Trumas. So too, if we have a Suffolk, whether or not this person is a Kohen or not, so the whole Din is that he just has to be Mafrish, and that's enough. Besulomidi. Because he got his kapara just by being mafresh, and he's not chayv in a sinek because maybe he himself is a kohen. And even if he's not a kohen, meaning if the person took it from a kohen, so then he's chayv in tashlum. If he didn't take it from a kohen, if he took Trumas Atzmo, then he's not chayv in tashlum. That fresh is enough. And if he is a safek kohen, and he took this truma and he ate it, so all he has to do is have fresh. Therefore, Tosis is correct in saying that the Kapara is Tuliya B'Hafrasha, and that's even according to Rebbe. So based on this, we can be Yashiv the Kasha the Beis Yaakov. Why did they write at the beginning that Kim Levi Rav Mine? Ask the Beis Yaakov, Tosis. Why did they write Tosis right at the beginning that Kim Levi Rav Mine doesn't patter from the Sina? Because he needs to get a Kapara. At the end, they wrote that the kapara is tliya b'hafrasha. So, based on what we said, we could be mechalik, because here we're talking about the din kimlev d'rav mineh b'misvidei shamayim, and we can say, like we hold, like that sound that we explained in a previous shir, that an onus that's not given to basin like karas or misvidei shamayim, that's not considered of dina b'achomer, that we do the more serious punishment because it's masar l'shamayim and not to basin, and therefore whether it's shogeg or mezid, this person's nidon b'din chayv misvidei shogeg. We were marach in the previous shir that kimlev d'rav, their kimlev d'rav mineh, doesn't patter from the Iker Chiyuv. Rather, it's just a din on the Beis Din that they can't give two punishments, and therefore Tfis is effective, like we saw in the Marashal. And it emerges that the din of Kim Levid Rav Mine Shabachiloso is not effective to patter from the Etzem Chalos Chiyuv, to give the Tashlum to the Kohen. Because Be'etzem, he is chayv to give Tashlum to the Kohen. So Memela, here we have the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. And according to Rebbe, since he has a chayv nesina, the Kedushas Truma is not chal until Shas HaNesina. Because if this person actually took it from the Kohen, so then he has Be'etzem a chayv to pay. And if he has Be'etzem a chayv to pay, then the Kedushas Truma is not chal until the Nesina. There's no Kedusha. And therefore Tosfos says that he's not pater minasina mitam kimle d'ravine, because the kapara, because according to Rebbe, the matana is mekadesh. And if he doesn't give, it's not going to be, the chulin's not going to turn into truman, he's not going to get kapara at all. So the only eitz he has to be miskaper is by giving the truma to the kohen. Hashem came to self different, we're talking about a safek kohen. So safek kohen doesn't have to do nesina. It's like a Vaday Kohen doesn't have to do Nesina. So to a Safek Kohen doesn't have to do Nesina, because maybe he's a Kohen, so he doesn't have to pay. So just like if somebody was Ochel Trumas Atzmo, that he yarshin from his, for example, that he yarshin from his grandfather, the Kohen, from Avi Imo, his mother's father. There he doesn't have to do Nesina. He can just do Hafrasha. And Hafrasha is sufficient. Because he gets Kapara just with Hafrasha. There's no actual Chi of Nesina. So too, if you have a Suffolk Kohen, so if he was... if he has Truma, and he eats his Truma, so he doesn't have to pay anybody. All he has to do is Hafrasha. There's no Chi of Nesina. Because Hamotzi Mechavero, all of Araya, they have to prove he's not a Kohen. So since that's the case, so Hafrasha would be enough. Mashen came the beginning of Tosfos, where they were talking about where there is a Chi of Nesina. When is there a Chi of Nesina? Not when you're talking about a Suffolk Kohen, but when somebody else, a regular Yisrael, eats the Trum of a Kohen. So in such an instance, he's chai of the etzem in Tashlumen. And Kim Lev Ravine doesn't help because the law of Dinan Be'achurma, we're not taking out the more severe punishment. Because carrying out the more severe punishment, as we explained in the previous year, means that the Bezin actually carries out, and here the Bezin doesn't get involved. So Be'etzim he's chayiv. Just before Al, we don't make him pay, but since Be'etzim he's chayiv, the only way he's going to get a kapara now is if he does Nesina. So therefore it comes out beautifully that the that there's not a steer between the beginning of Tosis and the end of Tosis. The beginning of Tosis, they were talking about a regular person. The beginning of Tosis, talking about a regular person, and such a person has to do Nesina, and since the Kapara is Tliya of a Nesina, and he's Chai of a Nesina, therefore he's not going to get Kapara, because it's not going to be holy until he does the Nesina, like Rebbe holds. Because it's not Miskadish until he does the Nesina. In the end, we're talking about a Suffolk Kohen who doesn't have to do Nesina, and therefore for him, Afresh enough, Afresh alone is enough. So we can add that we said, this is now not what we learned in the previous year, this is going Vayter. It's all according to Agon Reb Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mir of Chaim Shmulevitz. That we said that Kimmel of the Ramine doesn't padron from Nesina, we said that it's Dafka Liba de Rebbe. But we can prove now that it's even a Liba de Reb Shimon ben Elazar Reb Shimon. Even according to him, Kim Lev Ramine is not going to patrim from Nesina, even though he holds Hafrasha Mekadushasa. He's going to get Kedusha with Hafrasha, and he's going to get Kapar with Hafrasha. So why does he actually have to do the Nesina? Kim Lev Ramine. And don't tell me that no, he needs Kapara. No problem. Why is it not a problem? Because for Kapara, all he has to do is Hafrasha. So we said, we answered that according to Rebbe, not enough. Since he's Chayv in Nesina, he's not going to get the Kapara until he does the Nesina. Because he's Be'etzim Chayv, Be'etzim is Lokim the Ramana. We just can't force him to pay. But since we don't carry out the punishment, it means that the payment is still in existence. The Bezin doesn't carry the punishment, the payment is still in existence. And therefore, until he pays, he's not going to get, it's not going to be holy. And if it's not going to be holy, he's not going to get a kapara. So therefore, we say you have to pay. But that's only according to Rebbe. But according to Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, it should be enough to do the Hafrasha. So now we're going to prove that even according to Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, he also has to do Nesina. How? Because the Nesivis was Mechadish and Simon Shin Dalad Mem. Sif Katan Aleph, that we don't require a kinyan be piron chov. Once paying up a chov, no kinyan is necessary. Just immediately that the malve is misratzah b'mashiyiched lo alova the piron, the moment the malve is agreeable to what the lova set aside for piron, it belongs to the malve. The Shari Chaim in Kedushin and Simon Hay, he explains barichus that there are two instances here. If it's stam a chov, it's pashut that yichud halove. The lova setting aside alone doesn't help, and we require the ratzon of the lova and the malve alone. That only b'shituf das shneihem. only with the knowledge of both of them, it's established that this money that he's miyachet to him is memoni gabach, that your money's with me, that he has by the loive, and therefore the chov is nifra, but the chov of pidyon haben is not so. Because without the chiddush of the pasuk, that hafrash is not alone, then hafrash would be enough, beino lebein atzmo, to create a yichud lepiron. And since it's mamon, she'ein lo tovin, and the kohanim are not bali din, in this piron, just the father alone does the piron, therefore it's enough with the yichud of a father alone to make it a piron to the shevet hakohanim, and to make it mamon hashevet. So when it comes to stam achov, there you need the ritzui of both of them. But here, when I talk about pidyon haben, it's enough that the father is miyached it, he makes it mamon hashevet, and it becomes, by his very yichud, it becomes mamon hashevet. He doesn't need the ritzui of any specific coin. And if you look there in Shari Chaim, he says the same thing about Nidrei Erchin. It's split up into two categories, the Kedushas Erchin and the Mamonis of Erchin. So to create Mamonis of Erchin, it's enough to do the Hafrash of a Noder alone, Mitaros Yichud Lepiron. Because even Erchin, the Yichud of the Noder, is enough, and you don't need Das HaGizbar. And there he explains why. And only for the Chalos Kedushas Erchin, the Pasuk was Mechadesh, that we require Nesina Liyad HaGizbar. But for the actual Mamonis, it's enough just to be miyachedit. So it emerges Ladina from this Chiddush that if he says Arei Elai Davar LaHekdesh, and then he's Mafrish Davar LaKiyum Nidro, and he says Arei Zu, the din is that it becomes Mamon Hekdesh immediately when he says it, even without the din of Emiraso LaGavoa Kamisiraso LaHedya. Rather, for the reason of the Nesivus HaMishpat, that since Mikoach Nidro, he is a Chi of Mamon LaHekdesh, and his Nechasim are Meshubat to this Chov. Like we see in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Dav Vav Amud Beis, that it's comparison to a Baal Chov, Lenyan Idis Ubeinin is. So he has a Chiyuv Mamon to Hekdesh, and is Nechasim, I'm a Shubat to this Chov. So now, again we can say, that it's Shayach, this Din, of Yichud LePiron. So his Hafrasha will already have Torah's Yichud LePiron, as we explain, because in such an instance, it's enough with his das. He just is miyached et lepiron, and that would be enough. Because as far as the mamonis is concerned, all he has to do is be miyached it. And then afgamina, ledina is that sheila doesn't help. Because since it already became Mamon Hekdesh, it's as if it came into the hands of the Gizbar. So based on what we said, it would appear that the words of Tosfos, that Kimlev the Rabbinah doesn't patter from Nesina, is even according to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. Because Ladas HaTosfos, that the Nesina Lekoin is Mikoach Chov HaGzela, that he stole Ba'achilaso, so it emerges that in the din of Enasin Lekoines HaKodesh, there are two aspects. One is the din tashlumei truma, to be mafrish truma, chulin, and make it kodesh. And then there's the tashlumei gzela, to give the tashlumei to the kohen because of his gzela. So according to this, it emerges that the pasuk was mechadesh, that this chov of gzela is not like other chovos of gzela, but rather it has to be paid up with this kodesh. And since this is the case, it would appear that al yidei afrasha alone, not only that, the Kedushas Truma is Chal when he makes the Hafrasha, but even more than that, it becomes, the Tashlumin becomes Mamon Kohen, because they are Miuchadim Ve'omdim Lepiron Chov HaNesina. And with this Chov is different than any other Chovos, because other Chovos we require Yichud HaNasim Midas Shneim. Because since the Torah was miyachet his din to be mishaling to the nigzal with this kodesh that he was mafrish to tashlumei truma, memela it becomes miyuchad, and you don't need the das kohen for piron, because there's no yichud of piron that's greater than this. In other words, he says that it's Truma. And the second he says that it's Truma, so it actually becomes Mamun Kohen. It actually becomes Mamun Kohen the second he says that it's Truma. Because since saying that it's Truma is enough to miyachid the piron, and the Din Torah is that when he steals, he has to give Truma to the Kohen. What turned into Chulin, he has to, and what turned from Chulin into Truma, he has to give to the Kohen. So just being miyachid it as Truma is enough now to also make it Mamun Kohen. Because the chiddush of the pasuk is that when he's miyachid, this truma is truma, now it has to be, that's what has to pay up the gzela. So just the hafrasha alone makes it Mamun Kohen. Because the Torah said that you first have to turn this into truma, turn chulin into truma. That's one aspect. And the second aspect is that you have to give it to the Kohen. The shlumei gzela. First you have to make it kodesh into the shlumei gzela. But it's mechayiv you after you made a kodesh to give to shlumei gzela, and memela, that makes it the property of the Kohen. Just like we saw in the Chov of Pidyon Aben, that just setting it aside is enough to make it a piron, a shevet hakohanim, since you have to it's not the Kohanim aren't the Bailim here. This is Mama Chain Lo Tovin. It's the father alone doing the Piron. So he just has to make it. He just has to make it Pidyon HaBen money. And that already makes it Mamun HaShevet. And here, this person, since he has two dinim, since he has a din that he has to make chulin into truma, and then he has another din that he has to give it to the Kohen, so this is his chiyuv, that the Torah was mechayiv him, that he has to take this, what he made into truma, and give it to the Kohen. So Mele, the second he does that fresh and makes it into truma, now automatically it becomes, it goes into the hands of the Kohen, it becomes Rishus HaKohen. Because the Torah is Mechayev that he take this second step. So since the Kohen, the Torah is Mechayev, step one and step two, just taking step one, which is already Mechayev him in step two, could possibly automatically bring it to step two. Because what is this now? What is this Truma now? It's Mamun Kohen. Why did he separate it in the first place? He separated it because he has to give it to the Kohen. So the Torah says that maybe that just being miyachid alone is enough to make it belong to the Kohen and Nigzal. And according to this, it would appear that even in the case of Kimla the Rabbinah, it's the same thing. Because we explained, the Kimla the Rabbinah here is considered that lo avdinan be'achorma, we didn't carry out the more severe punishment. And since we didn't carry out the more severe punishment, there is still a chiyuv, just the Beis Din can't force him to pay, but there is still the chiyuv. And therefore, it's shaykh and this chiyuv yichud lepiron. So since the chiyuv is there, so we can say, what's din, when there is a chiyuv, what do we say about this chiyuv? That there's a din of yichud lepiron, that the second you set it aside, then it is now set aside. You don't need the ritzui of the other side. And then, like we said, that through this, the Be'ain, this Truma, becomes Mamun Kohen. That since these pairs, Yuchadim Va'omdim, the Piron, Chov HaNesina, Memela, they become Mamun Kohen. Because what else is it there for? It's there in order to give to the Kohen. He made a Truma. It's there to give to the Kohen. It automatically goes into the Rishus of the Kohen. Just like when someone says Harei Alai Dover Zeh LaHekdesh, and then he's Mafrish Dover L'Kiyum Nidro, and he says Harei Zu, that this is going to be for my Kiyum HaNeder, so it becomes Mamun HaHekdesh immediately. even without the dinim rasa garbis rasa lehadyo, because the nesiva says, because since mikoach nidro, he has a chiyuv mamon to hekdesh and is mechasim our meshiba to this chov, so now there's a din of yichud lepiron. So his hafrash is going to have a din of yichud lepiron, and therefore you don't need the das hagizbar. He can just set it aside on his own, and it becomes automatically mamon hekdesh. So, to become, again, for Kedusha Serechin, you need Nesin Eliyahu Gizbar. But to become Mamon Hekdesh, it's going to be automatic. And this guy also, it's going to be automatic. The second he says that it's Meyuchad L'Piron, so it becomes Meyuchad L'Piron, and then automatically it goes into the Rishus of the Kohen. And he doesn't actually have to give it. Automatically it's going to go to the Kohen. Just like when a person says Harezu, it's immediately going to become Mamon Hekdesh. Because since he has this Chiyah when he said Harei Alai, the moment he said Harezu, so this is Torah's Yichud Piron, and therefore all you need is his Das, and Sheila wouldn't help because it already became Mamon Hekdesh. It's Kiyilu Bali Ada Gizbar. But again, for the Kedusha, he has to actually go into the hands of Hekdesh. But just being miyached lepiron, that's already enough for becoming mamon hekdesh, since that's his chiyuv. So to this guy's chiyuv is to make chulin into truma. So just being miyached for truma and then give it to the kohen, just being miyached for truma already puts it in the hand of the kohen, because that's his chiyuv. So since these pairs are miyuchad bo'nu lepiron chov anasina, Memela they become Mamon Kohen. Now, if Memela they become Mamon Kohen, there's no more din of Kimle D'Rabmine. Why? Because now it's Bain. Bain, there is no Kimle D'Rabmine. So here he's holding in his hand Mamon Kohen. How can you not give it to him? It's only if it's not Bain. But now it's Bain. This is Mamon Kohen. So how can you not give it back to the Kohen? Like we see, if it's Bain, there's no Kimle D'Rabmine like we see in the Sugya of Baba Machteris. So now we understand beautifully that according to Tosfos, even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that the Hafrashasa Mekadishasa, still, when he does the Hafrasha, automatically there's going to be a din of Nesina. So Tosis is correct at the beginning when they say that Shaini Shogig the True Mishum Tashlumi De Kapar V'Lam Amon. And therefore, it's not Shaykh to say Kim L'Rabbinay to Patrim for Kapara. He needs a Kapara. Since he needs a Kapara, he can't say Kim L'Rabbinay. So we said, according to those of Rabbi Shimon, just do hafrasha for kapara. Shouldn't that be enough? So according to Rabbi, it's not enough. Because if there's a chi of nesina, then he actually has to do nesina in order for there to be kedusha. There's going to be no kapara unless there's kedusha. But according to Rabbi Elazar and Shimon, that hafrasha is enough. So why can't he just do hafrasha to get the kapara? Why does he have to do nesina? So the answer is that by doing hafrasha, automatically there's a nesina. Because he's miyached this for the piron. Once you're miyached for piron, it already becomes piron, as we explain at length. Like we saw by Pidgin HaBen. That just being miyached is enough to make it part of the Shevet Kohanim. Belong to the Sheva Kohanim. We say the same thing by Nidre Erchin. For Kiddush, you have to give it to the Gizbar, but just setting it aside already makes it Mamon Hekdesh. And here also, just setting it aside, it's already Nesina to the Kohen, since that's his Chiyuv. The Hadvarim Hayu Neflai Mamish, and we should be Zecha Lilmod Ulam Adish Molas Kodosam Tiasa Havo. Amen V'Yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.